Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
This is Rebecca Turner, and thank you for listening to the Good Things Podcast here on Super Talk Mississippi.
It's Mississippi's Radio Happy Hour.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
You're listening to Good Things with Rebecca Turner.
Well, I'm going to Mississippi. Mississippi, here I come.
Bringing you the good stories of Mississippi's people, places, and things to do. Now, here's Rebecca.
Good afternoon, Super Talk Mississippi. You're tuned into your radio happy hour. That's the Good Things. I'm your host, Rebecca Turner. Don't forget, you can listen to Good Things. We are streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Super Talk Mississippi app, and we're always on your local Super Talk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Super Talk TV. And you all know that there is a diverse music community in Mississippi, and they're always up to some good things. Joining us today is founder of Draco Music Productions on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, Andreas Moore, and his VP of Operations, Alicia Moore, because, man, they are doing some good down there on the coast. So welcome back, guys.
Hello. Hello. How are you today?
Hey, how are you?
It's hot. Is it any better with the breeze coming off the Gulf Coast, or is it hot, too, down there where you guys are at?
Oh. It's scorching. It is scorching down here, I'm telling you. You got to stay warm and hydrated.
Yes, I totally agree with that. Okay, Andreas, I noticed where you guys have a really unique opportunity coming up for you. I don't know if you're stepping away from music, not like officially for this particular opportunity, or maybe it's part of it, but you got cast for a movie coming up. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, yes, indeed. No, I'm not stepping away from the music scene. I'm just adding on to my portfolio, you know. But this is a great opportunity for me. It's an amazing opportunity. This movie that I'm starring in is named Grilled Cheese, starring Michael B. Jordan. And the director who's behind it all is Ryan Coogler. And he's also produced like Black Panther and Creed. So, yes, this is a great opportunity. It's being shot in Bugaloosa, Louisiana. And it is expected to be released March the 7th, 2025.
Which will be here before we know it, Andreas. So I know that you've got your hands in a lot of different things. You and Alicia, too, and your whole team really cultivate a great community of entertainers of all kinds there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. So have you been dabbling in acting, Andreas, or how did this sort of come up for you in terms of casting? Usually I would think of you in terms of music, but obviously that whole sort of industry kind of meshes together. So how'd you get your name in the hat?
Well, I got reached. They reached out to me, the casting crew, and they were in the area, and they were just looking for, you know, talent to, you know, become a part of what they're doing over in Louisiana. And excuse me, I'm sorry here, my phone's breaking up. But yeah, they reached out to me, and you know, they was, you know, wanting to know if I was wanting to be a part of this movie. It's based in the 1930s. It's more of a vampire movie, so it's, you know, dealing with stuff like that. But yeah, they wanted me to just be a part of that, and reached out to me, man, and you know, it was, you know, unexpected.
Super cool, though. I know, and I know you'll be diving into it, and we'll obviously be keeping up with you as we get closer to your release date there in 2025. But, Alicia, I know, I think it was about a year ago or so, I think you had you guys on. You all received a grant from the Mississippi Arts Commission back in July of 2023. Can you believe it's been a year?
Yeah. Time fly by. It's already a turnaround. So, yeah, well, they're getting ready to, you know, do some new artists that we actually connected with them. So be expecting to hear about that as well.
Yeah, for the fellowship grant that they give out every year. It's a very competitive grant. gives the artists up to $5,000 that they can use towards their career. And it's a great opportunity for them to be able to fund their exposure.
Which is
like that.
Such a hard part. So, Alicia, tell us a little bit about the Draco Music production side. I think it's cool that Andreas is stepping out into movies, and that's just another sort of a leg to it. But every day you guys are in the trenches there on the Mississippi Gulf Coast just trying to build this community of entertainers of all kind, but particularly artists. So what have y'all been up to for the last year or so?
Oh, man, we have been just doing some of everything that we can do to push our company into the higher direction on another level. We've been networking with the right people, meeting the right contacts. There's a lot of people here on the Gulf Coast that have been actively helping us collaborate and help these artists. Like my husband said, we've been doing a lot of administrative things behind the scenes. And so we're just trying to give these talented individuals opportunities that they would not have otherwise.
I saw Andreas, where y'all have this opportunity coming up. I think it may be in September, so it's a little early, but hey, that'll be here before we know it. It's a fun music making session on the Mississippi Gulf Coast beaches. I was like, how cool is this? Explain that to us so we can go ahead and put that on our calendar.
Okay, yeah, that would be our first annual Mississippi Gulf Coast Beach Cypher. Right now, the dates is still because we're trying to work around the dates and things like that. And as long as we gather enough talent that are interested in joining us on the beach, because the beaches are a great exposure platform for artists. And we just want to bring a lot of the talent together, have a nice time, family day on the beach where they can bring out their family, their friends, and just all out network on the beach as well. So that's what that is. September the 7th is our expected date to have that event. Stay tuned to our website for any updates because the dates are subject to change as we move forward towards the goals that we have already set.
It's crazy to think September's like 2 months away. Like, it's right there. I mean, I think it's so far, but yet, you know, it's right there and time really does fly. But I just go back to creating that culture that you guys have on the Gulf Coast. If people, you know, when people think of Mississippi, they may think of blues and they may think of country or they may think of all these things, but it's such a rich mixture of music. What scene should we not be missing out on in terms of talent on the Mississippi Gulf Coast when it comes to music?
Well, I would like to say the comedy scene. Yeah, we're real big about putting together comedy shows, which is another project that we're working on, to bring some laughter. You know, a lot of people love to go out to the comedy shows. Laughter is the medicine for the soul. So that's one of the overlooked talents that we have here in Mississippi. We have a lot of comedians just as talented as musicians. So we're just reaching out to not just musicians, but anyone with any type of talent that you can use as a brand, you know. So,
Well, I want more comedy shows now that you said that, Alicia. Like, where are they popping up? Are there local restaurants there on the Gulf Coast that have comedy night that we can support? Where can we go to see some of these comedians?
Well, as soon as we have our date in time for it, we're projecting that it's the first one that we have will more than likely be at Club 34 in Gulfport. It's going to be real elegant, real nice, where we would have a celebrity comedian. And then we'd also invite a couple of the upcoming comedians that are in the area to kind of get out to network and then, you know, come out for a laugh, you know. You will, of course, Rebecca, get an invitation. And you can bring your whole team out. Of course, you guys are welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, I love that. Yeah. You're right. We don't talk about that enough. And we do have some funny people here in Mississippi. And to me, that's one of the scariest, I think, forms of entertainment out there is to stand up in front of an audience and try to make them laugh. I mean, hats off to those that are trying to do that. So if folks want to learn more about what you guys are doing with Draco Music Productions there on the Gulf Coast, how do they get in touch? How do they get involved?
Our website is www.dracomusicproductions.com. Or you can call our number, which is 228-547-9497. And I also forgot to add, Rebecca, we are also a certified travel agency. So anybody who needs to book a hotel or a flight, or even if you want to go on a cruise to the Caribbean, we have acquired a partnership with Archer Travel, who is an affiliate of Evolution Travel. And we are able to help clients. Because we already have artists that travel a lot. They have to travel from different states to do shows and stuff like that. So we felt that it would benefit us to go ahead and partner up with a travel company.
I love it.
We can provide that opportunity for these artists.
Y'all are a one-stop shop, and y'all are up to some good things. Andreas, good luck. We will be keeping in touch with you as you move forward in your first debut as a movie star. I think that's super cool, and just all that you guys do. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Have a good day.
You too. All right, you guys stick with this. We got more for you up next.
If you're feeling making your afternoon just a little brighter, it's Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi.
Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man.
Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. We're always on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. Also, don't forget our Supertalk Mississippi news team is bringing the news to you wherever you are. And of course, you can catch them on nearly 50 stations across the state, but you can now find them on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Just go to supertalk.fm/news on the go to keep up with what's going on across the state. There you go. I feel like with the 4th of July just around the corner, or maybe some of you started early and celebrating this weekend, I will have to say when the reservoir fireworks started going off Saturday night around 9 o'clock, I thought we were under attack. Because you forget that when the 4th falls on like an odd day, sometimes the fireworks happen like not on the 4th, until it took me a few minutes to realize, oh, that's just the fireworks, which we can't see, unfortunately, but we can still hear from where we're at. But I do feel like when it comes to food, this is hot dogs holiday. This is the holiday where more hot dogs get thrown on the grill, not just for the kids, but also for the adults. They're easy to pack up. You may be taking them up river, packing them for the ballpark or whatever it may be. Yeah, hamburger gets its day, but it also gets its day like Memorial Day and throughout the summer.
Well, there's no hamburger eating contest.
There's no hamburger eating contest on July 4th. I get, yes. So it just, it feels like that, you know, even if you don't eat one, I bet wherever you end up, if you choose to celebrate with a group, there will be hot dogs. So on to Good Things today, we're going to teach you your hot dog etiquette. Didn't even know that this existed out there. Also didn't know that there was a National Hot Dog and Sausage Council to keep you between.
How do you wind up on that?
I'm not sure, but they have a full guide for etiquette to eating America's favorite sacred food, which is the hot dog. What would you think some of the etiquette to eating a hot dog would be?
I would imagine you don't pick it up would be some of the etiquette. But maybe I'm thinking etiquette. And
you're thinking, yeah.
I'm thinking like silverware and fancy dining etiquette instead of just pro tips from
No, this
council.
Is more of like, yeah, they allow people to eat their hot dog normally. I think.
Okay.
I will say this, though, before I get into that. How many bites do you think is appropriate to take before your hot dog is gone? Not how many bites? Not like a world record.
I'm thinking like bare minimum 4.
Right. So they recommend 5 bites to complete the average hot dog. You shouldn't get it in three. You sure shouldn't do it in one if you're trying to pick up a girl at the party or whatever, but or you don't want to see it come back up later. But then also nobody needs like a 10-bite hot dog or that seems a little – so like five is considered the go-to when eating your hot dog. Don't put hot dog toppings between the hot dog and the bun. So you always dress the dog, not the bun. So if you have – so that's there. So – if you have the hot dog bun, you don't open it up and then put your ketchup to the side or put your mustard to the side and then squish it together. They say, the Council on Hot Dogs and Sausage Council, that you should leave the sides bare and I guess do your mustard or ketchup or all your toppings on top. And then it go, you know, shovels in your
I feel like you run out of room very quickly to keep it off the bun.
I agree.
Like I don't feel like they do Chicago-style dogs with the Council. Because it'd be tough to just keep that on the dog itself.
I agree. Condiments should be applied in the following order. Also, this is etiquette. It never makes sense. So it's like, come on. Your wet condiments like mustard and chili are applied first, followed by chunky condiments like relish, onions, sauerkraut, and then cheese, followed by spices like celery salt or pepper. I can get behind that.
That is one thing if you've never had on a hot dog. Celery salt is amazing on a hot dog.
I feel like celery
salt.
If you say it really fast, it just gets tripped up. Celery.
It's the su and the la in there.
Celery salt is underrated for a lot of things. I think it's one of those things. Yes. So that is how you should. Do you follow those rules?
Somewhat. When I'm bearded like I am at the moment, I tend to not put the condiments on the dog itself. I tend to put them on the bun mm-hmm. and then put the dog on top. That way it's a little bit less messy to try to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm clean shaven like after Palmer home, then all bets are off. Like, just pile the thing up. I'm going to eat it.
Chris from McComb says, they're crazy. I get it. It's, you know, hey. I don't know. It's the National Hot Dog and Sausage Council. Who knows? They had to have something, and they're trying to give you the most proper way to do it. They say don't use a cloth napkin to wipe your mouth when eating a hot dog. Paper is always preferable. Well, that's just good old mama sense coming out in you. Because if I see you have mustard and ketchup or chili and all that like drooping on your face and you grab a nice cloth napkin to stain it, I'm going to swat you anyway. And who's using cloth napkins where they're serving hot dogs, number one? Because, like... That's
in a different tax bracket than I'll probably ever get to.
Yes, if you are bougie enough to serve hot dogs, or no, just, I don't know which is out of place. Is the hot dogs somewhere where you have like? Would you? It's like if you have this proper setting.
I feel like if you have cloth napkins with your hot dogs, you weren't the one that cooked the dogs.
Oh no,
someone else cooked the dogs, and you paid them to cook them.
Correct, but I'm thinking. No, like if you think about where cloth napkins show up, that's like white linen kind of like nice place. I mean, I know some places have cloth napkins too, but we're talking about like nicer places. Now the hot dog is out of place. But if you're bringing cloth napkins to somewhere
yeah,
that's
got
the –
hot dog and a napkin ring should never be on the same table.
Table with the white and a red checkered tablecloth, then the – You picked up the wrong thing. You should have just picked up a roll of paper towels and sort of been done with it. So I do agree with that one. They say, do eat hot dogs on buns with your hands. Utensils should not touch the dogs or the buns.
Oh, well, there we go.
So they don't want you to be – that would be a really hard thing to eat. The only – chili dogs, like foot-long chili dogs or like the little chili pups and things that you can get or like you make them at home and they're real messy. I will forego a fork and knife to that if I'm just trying not to be a slob.
I mean, a normal size hot dog, that's perfect size for the hands. You get into like the chili cheese coney from Sonic or something, that's unwieldy. Like you have to use the box and take one end out of it and kind of
right.
slide it towards you.
That's the only time I would say I won't look at you sideways if you're using a knife and fork for your hot dog would be if there's like chili or like some kind of topping on it and you're just trying your best not to leave with it on for sure. So I mentioned the hot dogs at Sam's take more than 5 bites. They are all beef, 1/4 of a pound. And, oh, with a drink, about $1.50. You know, that's underrated, too. If you got a Sam's Card, their little food court got some good stuff for, like, cheap. I mean, everything else is expensive, so they might as well give you a slice of pizza for a reasonable cost. But they do. Do you like the normal size, like, hot dogs? Or when you see, like, the extra long, you know, you have the foot longs or whatever. Or are you more of, like, I want two of the normal hot dogs versus one of a foot long?
Yeah, if it's at a cookout or something, give me two of the normal ones. I don't need to try to be dealing with an extra long hot dog at a cookout. But I feel like I'm the opposite for hot dogs the way I am for hamburgers. And I know that sausages and kielbasa and bratwurst and all that aren't technically hot dogs, but I lump them in with hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're tubes of meat cooked and put on a bun. They should be in the same family. And with hamburgers, they should be thicker than wider. Hot dogs, I don't like the gigantic bratwurst. They just feel like there's too much dog or bratwurst for any toppings to overcome. So I like the hot dog sized bratwursts, where they're not the big old honking sausages. They look like a hot dog, but they got more oomph to them.
Aaron and Meridian, I want the hot dogs that has the chili. I mean, that has the cheese already inside of it. That's good.
That's another thing you can't really like, unless you have the shredded cheese to go on top of everything. Like if you just got, it's a cookout and you got slices of cheese, it's really difficult to put slices of cheese on a hot dog. Other than put it on the bun and put the hot dog on top of it so it kind of melts it.
Johnny in West Point, I like my hot dog a little on the burnt side. I'm with that. I'll pick, like, if there's char marks, I'll pick this. I will say, they last thing, though, don't leave bits of bun on your plate. The National Hot Dog and Sausage Council says that you should eat it all. So if there's no weenie left, are you eating the rest of the bun?
Oh, like, yeah.
Will you take that last bite?
Yeah.
Do you sop up whatever was on your plate with it, and then in it goes?
Especially if you got something like beans.
There you go. There is your hot dog etiquette as you move into the 4th of July holiday week. But stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. See what happens, but I hope we will never be apart.
Rebecca Turner.
She looks healthy and sane.
Good Things with Rebecca Turner continues on Super Talk Mississippi.
Good Thing, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. Of course, we're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. If you haven't taken time to download that, you should do that today. We're always on your local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. And don't forget about Supertalk TV. You can find us on your computer or your mobile device. Coming up July the 11th, though, you can find us, the whole gang, at the 12th annual Palmer Home for Children Radiothon. It's going to be right here on Supertalk Mississippi from 6 o'clock in the morning to 6 p.m. Every year for the last 12 years, we have come together to tell you about the children across Mississippi that need a loving home, and they get that with Palmer Home for Children. Sometimes these children are caught in some pretty unimaginable circumstances. It can be hard to hear, but you know that there's good things going on there to help. And that is why we always ask you for your help one day out of the year. It's a faith-based organization. Don't take any government money. That's an important thing. So that's why they continue to ask for your help. And we want you to listen. We want you to join in. And that's going to be for the 12th annual Palmer Home for Children Radiothon. It's all happening right here, July the 11th on Super Talk Mississippi. So not this Thursday, but next Thursday. Rhino, have you already bought like a big jug of shampoo and now it's going to last you for like the rest of the year? Or are you like banging on the bottle knowing that you're fixing to get a break and you can buy a smaller bottle?
I'm probably going to make it till at least Thanksgiving with this current bottle.
Gotcha.
I just got one and then had to get another one because the bottle I bought was actually an imposter. It was body wash, not my shampoo and conditioner, but it was in the same dark gray bottle with the same light green logo. And it's like, obviously, this was in the wrong spot on the shelf.
I think every female listening to Good Things who has both shampoo and then liquid body wash in their shower feels you on that. Like, we've made the mistake at least once. Like, picked it up and either you picked it up and you were almost about to wash your hair with it and didn't recognize it, or you went thoroughly through with it and then you stop and you ask yourself, like, then you have that, like, debate, like, should I rewash it with actual shampoo? Like, it's soap. Is it clean?
I didn't notice until after a couple of days worth of showers. And it was like, wait a second.
It took you that long?
My hair does not feel as silky smooth as it usually does.
No, it's not going to feel the same. No, it's not going to do it the same as that way. Okay, so a few names for you to keep up with. You can do this over at the Good Things Facebook group, too. Every time I see we have somebody else going to the Paris 2024 Olympics, I post it there. I've got to get me a running list by the end of July. I'm just going to have to sit down and sort of do it. But it looks like track and field is going to be our sport. So
there's a lot of events.
There's a lot of events, but we also have a lot of talent here in Mississippi as well. So Ole Miss, you guys are really showing out. Your track and field NCAA champions, Mackenzie Long and Raven Saunders, they're both going to the Paris Olympic Games. So that is pretty cool. Didn't quite make it, but still deserves a congratulations from the city of Pass Christiane, Corey McGee. She had an incredible Olympic trial for the women's 1500. She placed fifth overall and think they take the top three. So that's a stinger. But still, like, you made fifth at the Olympic trials. Like, you're fitter than I'll ever be. So, congratulations. And she represented Mississippi and the Gulf Coast so well.
She can go faster backwards than I can on a bike, probably.
Absolutely. So, I mean, and I think, and I say it all the time when I talk about the Olympics or watching the trials. If you haven't been, if you're into it, then you know what I'm talking about. Like, these individuals who have put their entire everything into this one thing. And sure, they've got opportunities to go into worlds and win nationals. And this isn't their last chance to be competitive. It's just the biggest stage. And it's what all they've dreamt about for the last at least 4 years, for sure. Or at least the last little while, knowing that the opportunity was there. And I don't know, would you rather get like fifth, sixth, seventh or below than like fourth or fifth? Like, would you rather, if you're not going to make it, would you rather not make it, but like make, I want the top 10 because, I don't know, that just feels like I want the top 10.
I mean, if my goal is to make it to the Olympics in something.
Well, that's all
of
their goals.
And I don't make it to the Olympics, I don't want to miss by a smidge.
Right. So like.
Because then I'm going to be wondering what I could have done different. Because a smidge, that could be anything from, I grabbed one too many cookies with breakfast, or I drank one too many sips of water, or I took the wrong breath on the wrong, like, it could be
you're talking about
an infinitesimally tiny little thing you did wrong, and you can worry your brain out trying to figure it out.
But if you were ninth.
Whereas if you're bringing up the back of the pack, it's like, well, obviously this wasn't my year.
No.
So let's back to the drawing board.
But woohoo! Champagne. I made it. You know, I get that. Yeah, I totally agree with that. I mean, you know, nobody wants to be fourth for sure because that really sucks. But I feel like mentally, again, more reasons why God didn't give me the ability to make the trials, because apparently I am not mentally stable enough to handle that level of competition. Because all of those individuals in track and field especially, which have sort of highlighted over the last couple of days or the last week or two, they've been there. I mean, they've been in that kind of scenario. They know their sport comes down to, you know, nanoseconds and all the things.
Unless apparently it's the hurdles. I saw a video. I haven't been watching this. I haven't been keeping up nearly as religiously as you have. But I did see a video come across my feed. If I want to say it was the women's hurdles, and one of the women was just jogging it because apparently the entire heat was going to make it.
Oh, she was like, I'm
not.
So
there was like, there's no reason to burn all those calories and energy. Just, this is a warm up.
This is a warm up, yeah. It's incredible, too, when you talk about like so many young athletes coming up from like high school and they're getting there and then watching veterans know how to run their races as well. It's just cool to see. But then also it's like, oh man, you got some things to learn. Where they'll let the the new guy, like, or gal run the pack, especially like those longer runs, the 5,000, 10,000, which number one, 25. I'm not running 25 laps in nothing fast for anybody. And then like the last, like when it rings or like three laps to go or whatever it is, you just see all these veterans from the back of the pack who's just been packing snacks and hanging out, like come around and just, you know, and you're thinking, gosh, I mean, there's just so much to running more than just run fast that I think is what I've appreciated watching these trials more than anything, because there's so much of the like having kind of like having a game plan or having like strategy sort of to it in that way.
Well, it's more than just the mind over matter, because most people, when they start a run or a sprint or even just a jog, you have that mind over matter of, all right, I have to breathe at a certain pace. I have to tell my body I'm not dying, just keep the legs churning.
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, that's about as far as they think when it comes to running, like in a competitive sense. Whereas those top athletes,
Dude. They
have it down to a mechanical science where when this tiny part of my foot gets off the ground, mm-hmm. I should be in this part of my breathing cycle, and my arm should be in this position to provide the most momentum while I'm leaning. Like, it's just all these little bitty things that they've learned through trial and error, that they've been taught by their mentors and their coaches, or that they've just been blessed with, that the everyday average person,
all that for like 12 seconds.
It never crosses their mind, because they never get to a point where it matters.
You know what I have not appreciated in the sport of track and field up until now? The whole vibe that shot putters have. Like, they're their own, they're their own breed. I mean, they're from stature to like technique to like the tats to the hair to the piercings. I mean, to the whole thing. I'm like, oh my God.
You have to have at least a little bit of a wild child in you, just because of how explosive it is.
I'm like, this is a whole thing. Like, this is a whole vibe here. And I had no idea that was out there. So now I'm intrigued. I don't think anybody from Mississippi kind of made that way, but there's some interesting folks to watch, like, in that. If you've never, I mean, you take a little disc and see how far you can throw it. I still say they should have, by the way, did you see Snoop Dogg run the 200 meters in like 34 seconds? Number one.
I must have missed that.
Number one. That's pretty good. That's, you know, 34.
He probably looked pretty gangly doing it. He is a lanky dude.
Yeah. But I was kind of, you know, I was impressed. So anyway, that is your, I guess.
The only athletic thing I've ever seen him take part in was wrestling. And it was funny watching him do that.
I'm here for it. So they've got him and so many others on the line to come and do, like, commentating for the Olympics, which, you know, media doesn't get a lot of things right, but I feel like they recognize that to get everyday people in, you got to have, like, not everybody is, like, that serious about the sports. We just want to watch and have fun and root for the home team and, like, see who wins. So when you add that element of just entertainment, I just think Snoop Dogg should do everything. I think he should, like, he could read the phone book and it would be interesting to sort of listen to. I'm not saying it would be the best thing you ever heard. I'm just saying it would be entertaining.
Yeah, it's not safe for work language, but his rendition of the lizard escaping the snake den to planet Earth is magical.
So I'm going to need, yes, I will tune in just for that. Dwayne and Brandon, I threw the shot and discus in high school. Takes great timing or you could kill someone. Yeah, I guess
so. You got to be built like a brick wall but have like dancer feet. It's wild. It's a crazy combination of skills.
Just was not expecting the whole vibe that they put off, and I just was here for it. I was like, I love it. All right, stick with this. We got more for you coming up next.
For all your glass.
Beat, positive, and stories that make you smile. This is Good Things with Rebecca Turner on Super Talk Mississippi, the Super Talk app, and at supertalk.fm.
Ooh, yeah.
I'll admit I was wrong. Welcome back to Good Things, streaming live over at supertalk.fm. We're also streaming from that Supertalk Mississippi app. And, of course, we're always on that local Supertalk Mississippi radio station. But don't forget to watch us. We are on your computer, your mobile device. Just head on over to Supertalk TV. With it being the 1st of July, it makes you want something cold and refreshing to eat. Nothing better than ice cream, right? I think we can all agree on that. Even if ice cream don't settle well with you, you still like it. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't like ice cream. But you don't have to get
too... Took a girl on a date one time in college and had plans to, like, go get some ice cream after dinner. And she didn't like ice cream. I never was able to figure out if that was a way to get out of the date early or if she just really didn't like ice cream.
Well, did you ask her why?
No, I didn't press her on it. Didn't really have a connection, but...
I was like, do you want pie, cake? Too bad there wasn't crumble cookies down there around then. You could have... Shipley's Donuts. I mean... but a simple no thank you. Sometimes you don't want it, but I think most folks like a flavor of ice cream. But today's not any National Ice Cream Day. It is National Creative Ice Cream Flavors Day. And sometimes I think things should just stay traditional, although I'm open to creative flavors finding our foods. I think chips are my favorite to try. I don't know why. It feels like they're a better canvas for weird flavors. I know we've gone down the jelly bean route before, and that's just odd. I mean, I'll try one, but I'm not sitting here trying to just eat it.
Is it because they're more acceptable or known palatable savory flavors than sweet flavors?
Probably. Absolutely. Like, I'm thinking, like, the pizza. Is it the pizza Pringles or the pizza whatever that it may be that you sort of have?
Like, pretty much anything, any meal you can think of, you could apply that flavor to a chip, whereas there aren't a whole lot of meals you could turn into a sweet flavor.
Correct.
Although, some have tried. Mm. Like the, what's the, Van Leeuwen, or... The fancy French ice cream they sell at Wally World, where they've got the...
Fancy ice cream sold at Walmart. Those are two things that should,
well, they're
like...
$5 a pint, and they've got weird flavors. Like, they got a... I had one flavor from there. It was the Grey Poupon flavored mustard.
No.
Or flavored ice cream.
Yeah.
And if you like Grey Poupon, you might be a fan of that ice cream.
I
but
like
I got about three spoons into it, and then it went into the back of the freezer, and... It may still be there.
What is your most odd flavored food that you do like? Or, like, I guess, creative flavor?
Hmm.
I don't know if I've had very many creative ice creams. I mean, if I'm going into a shop that's going to charge me $10 for a cone or more, I want what I want.
Yeah, you're not going to really
I'm not
stretch.
Sitting there. No. But if you're like, hey, we have a new flavor. Would you like to give it a try on one of the little wooden spoons? And I'm like, sure, I'll give that a try. Might not like it. Or if you have, like, an opportunity to try it. But I'm not going to walk in. It's like ketchup-flavored ice cream. I'm like, I'm not going for that.
So you're saying you wouldn't go for the Hidden Valley Ranch-flavored ice cream?
Absolutely not. Never. No. Nope.
Or the sweet maple cornbread-flavored ice cream?
Nope. Jeff says, I have a petition for peanut butter and jelly-flavored chips for years. That's strange, but I would try it. I mean, I could see. I wouldn't be opposed to it. I made peanut butter and Vidalia onion ice cream for last year's ice cream social at church. I'm making bacon maple peanut butter, Rhett and Richard. Okay, Rhett.
I feel like this year's may be more popular than last year.
I feel like, yeah. Did you tell people they had onion in their ice cream? Or did you just let them get heartburn?
I want to say there was an onion-flavored something made by the weird French people.
So...
I'm trying to find the name. Okay, here's
we love French Leeuwen. People here on Good Things. You're not weird. You just like
you're
things
weird if you make
you just like things
ranch
different than
flavored
us.
Ice cream.
I agree. You're not American. That's I don't know.
Or here you go, Planet Earth French ice cream.
If I could get my kids to eat more vegetables with their ranch flavored ice cream, I'd probably go that route. Chris from Macomb, jalapeno bacon chocolate milkshake from Sonic. Huh. Was that like a thing they had for a little while, Chris? Or is that something you can off-mark, off-label order, smorgasbord it at Sonic? I could see that. I think bacon does well with chocolate.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, I think chocolate's interesting, sweet
and chocolate
flavor.
With spicy
tends to go well. I don't think I'd get a large.
Probably not.
I couldn't handle that. but I could enjoy, you know, a small cup of it.
Yeah, you said they had it a couple of years ago.
I could enjoy a small cup of it, or like get behind giving that a try. So, Tiffany in Carrollton, it's National Postal Worker Day. Thank your postal workers. Absolutely. Thank you for getting our packages there and not killing our dogs. Yeah, because they can be mean sometimes. For all you do there. All right, stick with us. We got more for you coming up next. You got the Boys with Sports Talk from 3 to 6. Rhino and I will meet you back here tomorrow at 2. But until then, I hope you all find time for the good things.
Good things for you. Yeah, good things for you and I. Yeah, good things for you and I. Yeah, good things for you and I. Good things. Only
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.